为我所编写的一切，爱慕神的抱着平安，感谢你为我所编写的一切。
各位弟兄姊妹朋友平安，欢迎你们来到奥斯丁华人教会粤语堂的崇拜。我们还有三分钟的时间就会开始今日的聚会，请大家安静，亦都是将你的手机转去震动的模式，准备好我们的心，是开始我们还有三分钟之后的粤语崇拜。各位弟兄姊妹朋友早晨，就让我们今日奉圣父圣子圣灵的名开始我们今日的粤语崇拜。今日我们这个宣召经文是在诗篇第75篇，就我们开始读这个宣召经文之前，就让我们一同的起立，我们一起去诵读神自己的话语，是在诗篇第75篇第一和第九节。一二三起。神啊，我们要称谢你，我们要称谢你，因为你的名相近，人都述说你奇妙的作为。但我要宣扬直到永远，我要歌颂雅各的神。这段是神自己的话语，我们一起同心的祷告。天父上帝，创造天地万物的主宰，当我们一班属神你自己的民是来到主你自己的殿的里面去同心敬拜的时候，就愿你的名今日是藉着我们的嘴巴是备受重赞，无论是 Austin 这个地方，甚至是世界各地，在藉着这个网上直播的时候，主即是愿意我们的嘴巴是清心吐意的，是将我们心底里面重赞的说话，我们的歌声是传扬，是让你的耳朵是蒙垂听我们这个美妙的诗歌。主即是愿意我们的祷告亦都是到达主你的跟前， 若然我们在心里面是有隐然未见的过犯，亦都在过去的日子的里面我们是犯罪得罪你的时候，主求主耶稣的宝血在十字架上面成就的救恩再一次去遮盖，好使我们能够的是来到你的面前，是能够将我们的一切的献上是得蒙主你自己的悦纳。愿意我们今天的敬拜由开始至到末了，由唱诗祷告你的仆人 Pastor Pat 的讲道还有David Wong 弟兄他这个翻译，主即是愿意我们一起去摆上，愿颂赞荣耀归于耶稣基督，我们的祷告是奉主名而求，阿们。就愿意我们仍然的站立，将我们的歌声是传扬给我们的天父。
信心去明白到我们的等待是有永恒的，我们大家一起唱这首歌。
明天怎么你还是不知道，要想得到的总会得不到，人生就像一片云雾，出现小事就不见到，何必计较那得失终老。在这幽谷之中我宣告，不必怕因有你同在，别人笑我为什么等待，因我知道盼望因你而来。耶稣捉紧我双手，有你的恩典我便足够，让我可清心见你面，使我必得见光。耶稣捉紧我双手，有我那财宝在天上，爱慕神的抱着平安，感谢你为我所编写的一切。耶稣捉紧我双手，有你的恩典我便足够，让我可清心见你面，使我必得见光。耶稣捉紧我双手，有我那财宝在天上，爱慕神的抱着平安，谢你为我所编写的一切，爱慕神的抱着平安，感谢你为我所编写的一切。
感谢我们的主，大家请坐。
Time will
Yeah.
因他活着这首歌的歌词有以下的几节的歌词，我们可以慢慢的一起的聆听这段的歌词，再一次提醒我们主耶稣的活着给着我们有一个明天，一个的盼望。神显爱子，被称为耶稣，降世为人，赦罪治病，甚至舍命为赎我罪过，那空坟墓证明救主基督活着。新生婴孩怀抱在手中，何等安详，使人欢喜。但你确信这幼小生命却能面对着明天，因救主活着。当我走完人生的路程，面对死亡、征战、痛苦，救主为我战胜了死亡，在荣耀中我见救主，他是活着。因他活着，我能面对明天；因他活着，不再惧怕。我心知道他掌管明天，生命充满了价值，只因他活着。 赐我哋生命气息的万有的主宰，当我哋一班属神你自己的儿女再一次来到你的跟前的时候，就让我哋的眼目再一次的是仰望你的慈爱。当我哋在过去这两个礼拜的里面，我哋粤语部都经历是有不同的、肢体，他哋有亲人的过身，甚至我哋自己会有 Angel 姊妹昨晚亦都是回到主你自己的怀抱的里面的时候，主我哋再一次的让我哋在头先的歌词的里面再一次去提醒，因为你活着我哋能够面对明天，因为你活着的时候我哋再不需要去惧怕被死亡这个的威吓，因为我哋知道你是掌管明天的时候，我哋能够有一个盼望，我哋活着的人，我哋生命是充满了价值，只是因为主耶稣活着。我哋再一次的去将到 Angel 姊妹的家人 CK 弟兄他的两个儿子 Oliver 和 Timothy 再一次去交托给你，主求你的灵亲自在一刻的去安慰他们，亲自在当中与他们的说话，可能他们在情感上面都是会有枯干的时间，或者在当中也都是会有犹豫的时候，主唯有你亲自与他们说话，唯有你自己安在他们的内心的里面，拖带着他们走前面这个路程，特别都是将到 CK 都是交上给你，主你是知道他现在内心的情况，他自己心里面这个情感，我们也都是将 Oliver 作为大仔，他要去处理一些妈妈的后事的时候，主你都是加添他各样的、顺利，也都是将 Timothy 继续的交托，求你在当中都是保守他的心思意念，让他们一家人在这段的时间他们的信心是紧紧的去找住你。我们也都是将到 Terence 弟兄的爸爸都是迟些5月27都是会有这个的、funeral service 的时候，主我们都特别将到他们的一家继续的交托，当他哥哥要去处理这些事务的时候，保守也都是在 Hilson 里面的顺利，也都知道他迟些都是会接妈咪过来，在这个礼拜跟他们家人一起的居住的时候，给过他们家中一些的适应，也都是帮助、Terence 怎样的是藉着你自己的话语去安慰妈咪，也都是让这段时间你的灵也都是保守他们一家人。主我们也都是将到、我们在五月都会是有一班的、小朋友和一班的年轻人，他们都是毕业的时候，无论是五年班升上六年班，无论是 middle school 升去 high school， 或者是由 high school 升去大学，甚至大学毕业这一班，或者是研究院毕业的，主即是在这个的情况，在这个疫情底下，可能有很多都是有临时是需要一些的前面方向都可能是、迷糊不清，或者原本是已经是 plan 好了一些的工作，临时之间可能被 employer 去 send 个 email 或者打电话来有一些的改变的时候，心里面都是有一些的、恐惧或者无奈或者不知道怎样行走的时候，主求你的平安都是与他们重在，你既然是带领他们行走过去的道路的时候，让我们心相信你都是会继续带领这班年轻人他们前面要走的道路，赐福给他们，因为无论他们去到哪里的时候，他们都是奉你的名，都是将这个福音作为一个见证，是影响他们身边的人。我们也都是将到在、现在都会有些姊妹他们都是会、准备学期都是会退休的时候，主你都是带领他们前面会走的新的人生一页，让他们走的情况都是一个荣神益人，因为我们心相信你为他们有一个美好的一个的计划。主就愿意我们今天这个的崇拜由开始到末了都蒙主你自己的悦纳，愿你的灵亲自高抹 Pastor Pat 的口，也都是让你的灵同一时间都是感动 David Wong 弟兄他的翻译，主就是让他们的信息是能够造就我们众儿女，听我们的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。请坐，我们就将以下的时间交给 Pastor Pat， 他的、讲道的题目是才德母亲的价值，是在这个箴言第31章第10至31节，将时间交给 Pastor Pat 和交给 David Wong 弟兄做翻译。
之前我见到大家好可爱嘅面容，但系今日我哋都见到少少可爱嘅面容。
But I do look forward to the day that we can all come back here to be able to worship together live and be able to fellowship with one another.
我哋希望好快，我哋大家会再一次翻嚟教会，一齐去敬拜神。
If you can open up your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31.
如果大家有圣经嘅，请大家打开箴言三十一章十到三十一节。
As we think about Proverbs, many of us know this.
我哋睇箴言，我哋大家都会留意到。
The book of Proverbs is one that is filled with many poems and reflections and thoughts about wisdom and wise living.
在箴言里边系充满咗啲诗歌，亦都会有啲反思同思想。内容主要都是关于是智慧和智慧生活的。
And entering into chapter 31, this is the final chapter, and its focus is on women.
而今天我们讲到的第31章是最后一章，他们的注意力是讲到是妇人。
Last week we had the opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day.
上个礼拜我们有机会去庆祝母亲节。
And I thought this a great passage to be able to reflect on and celebrate all of our mothers at ACC and all the mothers that have impacted us in our lives.
我想是这个是一篇好好的经文，去我们一起思考，因为我们可以用来去庆祝母亲节，也都可以去想思想一下各个母亲对我们的影响。
And so I'll ask our brother David to read our passage in Cantonese. Again, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31.
我现在会为大家读这个箴言三十一章十到三十一节。才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠，她丈夫心里倚靠她，必不缺少利益。她一生使丈夫有益无损，她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。她好像商船从远方运粮来，未到黎明她就起来，把食物分给家中的人，将当做的工分派婢女。她想得田地就买来，用手所得之利栽种葡萄园。她以能力束腰，使傍臂有力，她觉得所经营的有利。他的灯终夜不灭，他手拿捻线杆，手把纺线车，他将手周济困苦人，伸手帮补困乏人。他不因下雪为家里的人担心，因为全家都穿着朱红衣服。他为自己制作绣花毯子，他的衣服是细麻和紫色布作的。他丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。他做细麻布衣裳出卖，又将腰带卖与商家。能力和威仪是他的衣服，他想到日后的境况就起笑。他开口就发智慧，他是尚有仁义的法则。他观察家务，并不吃闲饭。他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他，说：才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的。为敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞，愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day.
天父，天父，我们为到今日感献上感谢。
God, last week we had the opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day.
上个礼拜我们有机会一起去庆祝母亲节。
God, we recognize that our mothers are perhaps.The most important and most impactful people in our lives and in our families.
我哋明白到我哋嘅母亲可能系我生活中或者系我哋家庭当中最重要嘅人。
Lord, we recognize that you have specifically and specially placed them in each of our lives and our families.
主，我哋知道你将佢哋个别嘅、特别嘅放喺我哋家庭当中。
God, to shape and grow and lead and serve the members in our families in such unique ways.
他用这个塑造、培养、领导和服侍我们，用他特别的方式来帮助我们。
Lord, you've blessed us with their actions and with their words.
主，感谢你透过他们的言行祝福了我们。
Through their patience and through their love.
透过他们的耐心和爱心。
God, you use them to be examples to us of sacrifice and perseverance.
主，你用他们作为我们牺牲和毅力的榜样。
And so, Lord, we pray this morning that you would open up your word to us.
所以主，求你今天即系让到我哋可以喺睇你嘅话语。
God, that you would remind us and encourage us.
求你提醒我哋，鼓励我哋。
God, that you would continue to strengthen our mothers.
求你继续嘅加力俾我哋嘅母亲。
God, as we look at this book of Proverbs, a description of a noble woman and a noble mother.
当我们今天看箴言讲到财德的母亲、财德的妇人的时候，
Again, this morning we ask that you would, in particular, strengthen the man family.
我们今天也特别为man's family 去祈祷。
God, as they grieve the loss of their dear mother and dear sister, Angel.
求你真的加力给他们在这个伤心的时候。
God, be with them and comfort them in this moment.
愿主你与他们同在，也都去安慰他们。
God, so we thank you for being with us in our midst.
感谢你和我们一起。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, as many of you know, I have been blessed in my family to have four wonderful children.
我想大家都知道我屋企里边有四个好乖嘅小朋友。
Today is actually my son's birthday. He's turning 6.
其实今日系我个儿子嘅生日，佢六岁啦。
And so, four children ranging from the age of 3, almost 4, to 13 years old.
他们的年纪大概是三四岁到十三岁之间。
I am very thankful that most, for the most part, they are pretty well behaved.
我感谢神，他们多数的时间都很乖。
But no matter how well behaved they might be, you can imagine how crazy it can get in the house.
咁你大谂下，佢哋虽然好乖，但系有阵时可能喺屋企都会玩到好癫。
And in the midst of that craziness, there's a lot of noise.
有阵时系咁嘅情况之下，亦都会有啲嘅声音。
And in the midst of that noise,
在这个声音当中,
there is a sound that is repeated possibly more than any other sound in the house.
有一把声音会比其他声音是特别多重复的。
I'm wondering if you can guess what that sound is.
大家估不估到这个声音是什么呢?
Maybe you hear that right now in your own homes.
说不定你现在已经听到了。
It's mama.
就是妈妈。
For the great majority, mama is the first word that a baby learns to say.
对很多人来说，妈妈这个词语是 BB 第一个的学会的词语。
And the first time you hear it, it's a sound that's so endearing to us.
你第一次听的时候，你会觉得这句说话是很可爱的。
And you might have thought to yourself, oh, I could never, ever get sick of hearing that sound.
或者你当时会想，我这一世都不会去听厌这个妈妈的声音。
But as the years go by, and as our children grow up,
但是随着时间过去，小朋友开始长大了。
Soon enough, all we hear is, "Mama, I'm hungry."
慢慢我听到的会是，妈妈，我肚饿了。
Mama, can you help me?
妈妈，你可以帮我啊。
Mama, can you play with me?
妈妈，我想一场玩，可唔得？
Mama, I want.
妈妈，我要这个。
Mama, this.
妈妈
这样。That.
妈妈那样。
And it's not just the kids.
不单止小朋友是这样。
Oftentimes, it's the husbands that are calling out Mama too.
有阵时老公都叫妈妈的噃。
Mama.Can you go help them?
妈妈，你过去帮下佢啊，嗰边。
Mama, I think they're calling for you.
妈妈，佢好似叫紧你啊。
But all joking aside, I am so thankful for my wife.
但系讲笑还讲笑，我都好感谢我嘅太太。
Because somehow she is able to balance life between all the questions and all the requests.
因为唔知点解佢能够平衡到我哋生活中嘅所有嘅问题或者要求。
All the statements, and especially during this time, all the homework assignments.
无论是家里的账单或者是小朋友的功课作业。
Everything that's under the sun.
所有生活上大大小小的事情。
And you can imagine after so many mama, 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 it can get pretty exhausting.
你可以想到其实妈妈妈妈妈妈前妈妈后都会很累的。
And it reminds me of this video clip from an old cartoon that we're going to watch.And I think we're going to bring it up here.
咁我哋会有一段系少少嘅旧卡通片，系提醒到可以睇嘅。
Lewis, 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 Mom, 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 Mommy, 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 Mama, 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 Ma, 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 Mom, Mom, Mom.Mom, mommy, mommy, mama, mama, mama.
What?
Hi.
All right. Sometimes you guys, a mom can.
Now that clip was, I think, only about 40 to 45 seconds long.
嗰段嘅片段大概系四十秒钟到啦。
Maybe for some of us, it felt like an eternity.
可能大家睇到觉得好似冇得完嘅。
But I wonder how many of you, as you watched that clip.Have felt like that mother, or even are feeling like that right now.
不知道大家睇嗰段片会唔会觉得有少少感同身受，甚至乎而家你就已经系感觉到咧。
And like that mother in the video, sometimes all we want to do is rest. You know, but we realize being a mom can be very exhausting.
很多时妈妈只不过想去唞一唞、坐一坐，但系好攰，真系。
And with the shelter in place restrictions that we've been facing recently,
而加上我哋而家最近面临嘅居家抗疫令
，perhaps some of those pressures of motherhood that we're feeling them more now than ever before.
或者妈妈喺呢段时间去经历嘅压力会比以前更加大。
You know the funny thing with social media the way it is.
但系得意嘅，我哋如果睇社交媒体
，You know everybody is posting these wonderful pictures of their kids' school projects.
我哋會睇到啲啊，人會係將小朋友做嘅 project 項目係擠上網。
All the different activities and events and crafts that they're doing at home.
唔同嘅活動或者佢哋喺屋企做嘅手工藝。
And everything is framed so perfectly, like everybody is always so happy or everybody is always so perfect.
俾我哋睇到嘅係一個圖畫，佢哋係好開心同埋好完美嘅。
But we also know that social media is far from reality.
但係我哋知道社交媒體唔係現實嚟嘅。
But when we look at that, sometimes there's this temptation to think to ourselves about these pictures from social media.
但有時我睇呢個 social media 嗰時，我哋會有個感覺。
This temptation to think, wow, man, they just seem to have it all together.
我哋睇到嘅時候，我覺得哇，好犀利喎！佢哋好似咩好嘅都有齊曬啦。
Or we compare ourselves, wow, this mom just seems so incredible.
又或者我哋會比較自己，啊，呢個媽媽真係好犀利喎。
As we compare our families, oh, our children didn't do that or didn't perform this way.
又或者我哋比较我哋家庭，我哋小朋友冇做到咁样样喎。
Our family wasn't able to do what that family did.
又或者我哋冇办法做到呢个屋企做到嘅事情。
And so oftentimes when we compare ourselves, we end up with a wrong sense of our value.
所以有阵时我哋同人比较嘅时候，我哋会系错误嘅去评估到我哋嘅价值。
Because we're basing our value on what the world glorifies or what social media glorifies.
因为我哋可能会将我哋嘅价值系基于呢个世界或者呢个社交媒体嘅赞扬嘅嘢。
But from this passage here in Proverbs,
但我哋喺箴言呢一段嘅经文
，we see that our value should be found in something entirely different.
我哋会睇到我哋嘅价值应该喺唔同嘅地方会揾得到。
Something much higher.
一啲更高层次嘅嘢。
And so as we look at this passage this morning.
所以当我哋今日早上去睇呢段经文嘅时候，
we're going to see three areas of a mother's life in which God sees true value.
我哋会睇到母亲生活上面三个层次系神女睇到嘅价值。
The first area is the value of her true worth.
第一个系佢本身嘅价值。
The second area is the value of her work.
第二个系佢工作上面嘅价值。
And the third area is value in her witness.
第三个是生活见证上面的价值。
And so first, let's look at this idea of value of her, in her true worth.
所以我们第一样会看的就是她本身的价值。
Looking back in verse 10, it says, An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels.
在经文十节中讲到，才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Now the writer of this particular proverb is not saying that it's impossible to find an excellent wife.
咁箴言嘅作者喺呢度唔系话永远都揾唔到一个咁好嘅才德嘅太太。
Rather, it's a warning. It's an admonition to men to say, if you are so fortunate to have found a wife like this,
呢个系一个告诫，同一啲男人讲，如果你系咁好运揾到呢个咁嘅太太嘅时候
，realize what you have and what you have been blessed with.
你要知道你拥有咗啲乜嘢，同埋你得到何等嘅祝福。
Reading a little bit further in verse 11, it says, Her husband trusts in her. He will have no lack of gain.
在十一节讲到，她丈夫心里倚靠她，必不缺少利益。
And then in verse 12, it says, She does him good, not harm.
十二节讲到，她一生使丈夫有益无损。
And so we look back at verse 10 again. It says, She is far more precious than jewels.
所以回到十节，我们会看到她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Why are jewels precious?
點解珠寶咁寶貴咧？
Is it because they are inherently pretty?
係咪佢天生就係靚嘅咧？
It's true that many jewels are.
冇錯，好多嘅珠寶都係。
They might be attractive on the outside.
佢哋外表好有吸引力。
But on the surface, so are many fake jewels or even plastic jewels that our kids play with at home.
但係如果我哋純粹係外表睇假嘅珠寶或者係膠珠寶，啲小朋友成日玩嘅都係好靚嘅噃。
You think about the comparison between a diamond and a cubic zirconia, and we have a little slide here.
咁我哋可以睇图中，我哋系比较一下钻石同埋呢个仿钻嘅苏联石之间嘅比较。
Diamonds, as we all know, are naturally occurring gemstones formed from carbon coal over time from high pressure and heat.
我哋知道钻石系自然产生嘅宝石，佢系经过炭煤用呢个高温同高压去形成嘅。
Scientifically, they have the hardest possible rating on what's called Mohs hardness scale at a rating of 10.
科學上有個叫莫氏硬度，佢鑽石嘅等級係去到十級咁多嘅。
Diamonds are able to refract light and with an incredible radiance.
鑽石係能夠可以折射出好耀眼嘅光芒。
They're incredibly expensive.
亦都非常之昂貴。
According to Marilyn Monroe, they are a girl's best friend.
有人話呢樣嘢係女士最好嘅朋友。
Now, cubic zirconia, on the other hand, is a man-made gemstone.
另一方面，蘇聯石係人造寶石。
They're mass-produced.
佢係大量生產嘅。
They're made to look like and have similar characteristics of a diamond.
佢無論喺外觀同埋特性都係好同鑽石好相似。
And on Mohs hardness scale, they rate at about 8 to an 8.5.
而佢嘅硬度大概係8到8.5左右。
They're also able to refract light, but not quite with the same radiance.
佢亦都可以折射光，但係冇鑽石咁閃。
They are incredibly cheap, and just as a word of advice, they are not a girl's best friend.
佢好平，所以對男人嚟講，其實呢個係唔係對女士最好嘅朋友。
Now looking at this picture, both are pretty.
我哋睇到呢幅圖，其實兩樣都好靚。
To the naked eye, they kind of look the same.
如果肉眼睇，甚至乎可能覺得差唔多。
Obviously, both can be made into jewelry.
咁當然兩樣都可以做成珠寶啦。
But when it comes to which one is precious, there's no question that the diamond is far more precious.
但如果問邊樣比較寶貴嘅話，毫無疑問，鑽石一定係比較寶貴。
Just doing very quick research online, I found that a 1 carat cubic zirconia costs about $15.
咁我做過一啲快速搜查，我揾到一粒一卡嘅蘇聯石，大概係美金$15左右。
While a nearly perfect 1 carat diamond can cost you nearly $8,000.
但如果你揾一粒係一卡嘅完美嘅鑽石，閒閒地都要$8,000美金。
And all this is because diamonds are hard to come by.
咁係因為呢個鑽石係好難揾到嘅。
And even if you were to find one, there is no guarantee on its quality.
而甚至乎你揾到嘅話，亦都冇保證佢個品質。
When you look at verse 30 here in this passage, it says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised."
喺第13:30節講到，艷麗是虛假的，美容是虛浮的，為敬畏耶和華的婦女必得稱讚。
You know, when it comes to the quality of a diamond, there are 4 main classifications.
當我哋講到鑽石嘅質量嘅時候，有4樣主要嘅類別。
In English, they are called the 4 C's.
英文嚟講就叫4個C。And
the one that most people know about is the carat.
一般人所認識嘅就叫嗰個卡數幾多卡。The
carat is essentially the size of a diamond.
呢樣基本上就係講到鑽石嘅大細。And
oftentimes that is what the people look at the most.
而實際上好多人都係留意係呢個方面。Because
the size is what is the most obvious. It's what is on the outside appearance.
因為大細係好容易睇到幾大咪幾大咯。
But it's actually the other 3 C's that truly make up the value and excuse me and the worth of a diamond.
但其實其他三個C先係真正構成到鑽石真正嘅價值嘅。
These other 3 C's are clarity and cut and color.
呢三個C就係正度、成色同埋車工。
Now, without getting into too much detail, these 3 C's are how they measure the true quality of a diamond.
簡單來講，呢三個C就可以用嚟鑑定鑽石嘅真實嘅品質。
If the clarity of the diamond inside is pure and clear,
如果呢個鑽石佢嘅淨度係純正，而喺裏邊係好清澈嘅話，
If the cut of the diamond is cut in the exact right angles,
如果個鑽石嘅切割係喺一個理想嘅角度，
and if the color is not tainted in any way,
如果個顏色係冇俾其他嘅雜質去污染嘅話，
These are what actually determine how well a light is refracted or reflected off of the diamond.
咁呢啲嘅因素就可以決定到有幾多個光線可以被折射同埋反射翻出嚟。
When I picked out my wife's diamond, I'll admit it's a smaller diamond.
當我幫我太太去揀呢個鑽石嘅時候，我會承認我嗰一顆係嗰粒係比較細嘅石。
I was a poor seminarian when I proposed to her.
當時我係一個窮苦嘅神學生，我幫佢求婚嘅時候。
But the clarity and the color and the cut are all very high on the GIA measurement scale.
但係嗰粒石係無論喺淨度、成色同埋車工都係好高級嘅。
And I thought that this diamond symbolized her so well.
我認為呢個係好恰當咁樣象徵咗我太太。
She's smaller in frame.
佢身形比較細小。
But she's so beautiful and pure on the inside.
但係佢嘅內在係好美麗同埋純正嘅。
Again, verse 30 says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
再一次30節講到，艷麗是虛假的，美容是虛浮的，為敬畏耶和華的婦女必得稱讚。
This is who I saw in my wife. This is the mother of my children.
这个就是我看到我太太或者是我们的小朋友的妈妈身上看到的。
This is also what I saw in my own mother.
亦都我可以从我妈妈身上面看到这一样嘢。
You know, I have so many fond memories of my wife, obviously, but my mother as well.
我有很多当然对我太太的回忆，而对我妈妈亦都有啲回忆。
But the memories that particularly stick out, one of my wife is seeing her each morning as she is reading the Bible at her desk.
但对我来讲，印象最深刻的是我睇到我太太每一朝喺个书台前面去睇圣经。
Despite being tired every morning after taking care of the kids and sending them off to school.
尽管佢朝头早系好辛苦咁将小朋友去送去翻学。
And there's a particular memory that sticks out when I think about my own mother.
另外一样我会记得是关于我妈妈，是有一个童年的回忆是很深刻的。
I remember I was looking all over the house for her, and I couldn't find her.
我记得我小时候我在家里找不到她，有一天。After
10 minutes of looking for her, I finally found her in her closet at her makeup table.
但过了10分钟我找完之后，我终于找到她了，她就是在衣帽间里面有一张化妆台。
But she wasn't putting makeup on.
但她在那里不是化妆。
Rather, she was sitting there reading her Bible, meditating on the Word, and reciting the Scriptures in Chinese.
她在那里是在看圣经，在思考神的话语，而且是很大声地朗读圣经。
This is the true worth of a woman.
这个就是妇女真正的价值了。
One that loves the Lord with all of her heart, and all of her soul, and all of her mind, and all of her strength.
一个尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主的人。
This is the quality that God most looks for.
这个就是神寻找最重要的品质。
Her identity or worth is not based on her outward appearance.
她的身份和价值不是取决于她的外表。
Her worth is not based on her husband.
她的价值也不是取决于她的老公。
Her worth is not based on her children or their behavior.
她的价值也不是在小朋友或者她们小朋友的品行那里。
No, her identity and worth is found in Christ alone and in a relationship with God alone.
不是这样的，她的身份和价值是在基督里面，或者是在她和神的关系里面找到的。
That is what determines her true value.
这样才是真正决定到她真正的价值。
Second, we look at her value in her works.
第二，我们会看到的是她工作上面的价值。
You know, when we see this picture of this woman in Proverbs 31,
当我们在箴言31章里面看到这个妇人的写照的时候，
we see that a bulk of this passage focuses on the works that this woman does.
我们会看到很大部分的段落都是讲到这个妇人的工作。
But one thing for us to quickly make note of,
但有一件事我们要注意的，
is that Proverbs 31 is not an exhaustive or a prescriptive list of what the perfect woman is.
在这里讲到的31章不是一张很完美妇女的清单。
Meaning that this passage is not saying that you need to do all these things, otherwise you're a failure. No.
不是说你要做这样做那样才是完美，不是这样的。
Proverbs 31 is a reflection of this king named Lemuel.
箴言31章是有一个皇帝叫利慕伊勒王，他的反省。
And actually, if you look at the very beginning of this chapter, it says that it's a reflection of King Lemuel of something that he was taught by his own mother.
其实里面讲的是他回想他妈妈教他的教训。
And so this poem in verses 10 to 31 is actually a wonderful, beautiful poem of 22 stanzas.
所以其实在这里10节到31节是一首很美丽的诗，有22节那么多的。
And each stanza from 10 to 31 starts with another with a different letter from the Hebrew alphabet, 22 altogether.
每一节它的开头都是用不同的希伯来语的字母开始。
It's what we call an acrostic poem.
这一种诗就是我们所谓的字母诗。
And so King Lemuel is listing all these characteristics in a poetic fashion.
所以利慕伊勒王是用诗的方式将这个才德的妇人的特征去
It's meant to be a word picture, but not a definitive list of what makes a perfect or noble woman or mother.
是好像一个文字的图画，但不是一张如何成为完美才德妇人母亲的清单。
And so as we quickly look at these verses in this passage,
所以我哋今日睇呢几段经文嘅时候
，We see in verses 13 to 22 her character and worth in some of the works that she does。
所以从13节到22节，我哋可以睇到通过佢工作，睇到佢嘅品格同埋价值。
Starting in verse 13, it says she works with willing hands。
喺十三节，我哋会睇到佢甘心用手做工。
And this displays that she displays a good attitude in the midst of hard work。
我哋会睇到喺咁忙碌嘅工作中，佢显出佢嘅良好嘅态度。
In verses 14 to 15, even though it talks about cooking，
喺十四到十五节讲到系烹饪。
The focus is actually not on the cooking，
但系嗰个注意力唔一定系讲到系烹饪。
But rather that she is diligent in her planning and her preparing and her portioning of this food。
我哋睇到佢喺计划上面或者准备同埋资源分配，当你喺呢个准备食物嘅时候，我哋睇到佢系好勤力嘅。
Verse 17 to 19 says she makes her arms strong and her lamp does not go out at night and her hands are at work.
17到19节讲到，她使膀臂有力，她的灯终夜不灭，她的手在工作。
These verses demonstrate that she is a tireless and efficient worker.
我哋都喺呢个经文睇到佢系一个努力不懈嘅工人。
In verses 21 to 22 and 27, it reveals her care and upkeep of the home.
而喺廿一同廿二节同埋廿七节，我哋会睇到佢对于家居嘅照料同埋保养都系做得好好嘅。
And then in verse 26 and 28, it implies that she is at home teaching and training up the kids constantly.
而喺廿六同廿八节，佢不断嘅去教同埋训练佢嘅儿女。
We see how this translates into the New Testament as Titus continues and encourages this kind of conduct.
而喺新約聖經中，提多書亦都係繼續鼓勵呢種嘅行為嘅。
In Titus chapter 2 verse 3, he writes this, Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slave to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled.
在提多书二章三至五节提到，又劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒作奴仆，用善道教训人，好指教少年妇人，爱丈夫爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
Now, the purpose of pointing out these verses is not to say that women should just stay at home and not work. Rather, it's to purely recognize that being a mother is hard work. It's almost near impossible to replace. And there's another video that I wanted to quickly show. That is very poignant, very powerful, but also very adorable.
我想放另一段好可爱嘅片，亦都系显出母亲系几咁唔能够替代嘅。
All right. Sometimes you guys, a mom can feel a little underappreciated at home. But there was a little 4-year-old boy named Bryce who let his mom know just how he felt when she was in the hospital and about to deliver her 6th child.
We need you. Because we need our mama. We need you. We need you to stay alive, and we don't want nothing to happen to you.
It's not. That's why I'm here. They probably got me here in the hospital so they can take out your sister.
They can kick her out tomorrow. Do we need you?
Yeah.
I need you.
I know you need me, okay?
We need you. Because we need a mama.
I know.
If they don't...
But you got your daddy and your brother.
I don't need no brother.
I love that last line. I don't need no brother. I don't need no dad. I just need you.
最尾一句最精警就系，我唔要哥哥，又唔要爸爸，我净系要你啫。
There's a story that says that a woman was asked by a county clerk's office what her job was.
喺一个古仔里边有讲到一个女士去到一个县政府嘅办公室。有人问佢你做咩工作嘅咧
？She replied, "I am a mother."
佢话我系一个母亲。
Well, the clerk said to her, "Mother is not an acceptable job title."
咁嗰个职员就话母亲唔系一个可以接受嘅职位噃。
So instead, she said this.
咁佢就话啦
，"I am a research associate in the field of child development and human relations."
我是一个儿童发展和公关领域的研究员。
I have a continuing program of research in the laboratory and in the field.
我无论在实验室或者临床都有一个持续的研究计划。
Currently, I'm working on my master's of the whole family, and I already have 4 credits, 4 daughters.
我在修读我的学士学位，研究我全家人，而且我已经拿了4个学分了，就是我所有的女儿。
Of course, the job is one of the most demanding in humanities, and often I work 14 hours a day, but actually 24 is more like it.
当然这份工作是人文学科中要求最高的工作之一。通常我一天要做14个钟，但实际上更加只是24个钟。
The job is more challenging than most run-of-the-mill careers.
这份工作比大多数一千篇一律的工作更具挑战性。
But the rewards are in satisfaction rather than money.
但回报是满足感，而不是单单是金钱。
Peter Drucker, whom many consider to be the father of modern management,
Peter Drucker, 很多人认为他是现代管理学之父,
said this, the 4 most difficult jobs are the President of the United States,
他说过四个最困难的工作是第一个是美国总统,
the Administrator or President of a Hospital,
医院的院务主任或者是院长,
the Pastor of a Church,
教会的牧师,
and the Mother of a Home with multiple children.
同埋一个喺屋企有好多小朋友嘅妈妈。
Finally, we see value in her witness.
最后我哋睇到佢妈妈嘅生活嘅见证嘅价值。
God sees value in the way a mother presents herself.
我哋神系从母亲嘅表现自己方式去睇到佢价值。
Again, we are not talking about the external presentation of oneself.
但系再讲一次，呢个嘅表现唔系话佢外在嘅表现。
We are not referring to being made up or being social media presentable.
不是说他很懂得包装自己，使到自己在个社交媒体上是有很好的表现。
But rather, how do we shine the light of Christ?
而是说究竟他怎样为到基督发光。
Shining like how the purely cut diamond reflects and refracts the light of Christ to the world.
就好像纯正和切割理想的钻石这样，怎样将个光线去反射和折射出基督的光芒。
Looking again at verses 11 and 12 and 23, we first see the witness to her husband.
在十一同第十二节同埋廿三节，我哋睇到佢为佢丈夫做嘅见证。
I'm not sure how many here that might be listening to this message.
我唔知道有几多人喺度听紧呢个嘅讲道。
And perhaps your husband or there are family members that are closest to you who might not be believers in Christ.
可能有啲人佢嘅丈夫或者佢最亲近嘅家人可能仲未信主。
And I understand that this is one of the hardest things to do, but realize that you are the closest and best witness.Of the gospel to these people and to your spouse.
这样的工作很困难，但是你要知道你是你配偶和你最亲人的亲人里面是最好的福音的见证人。
Obviously, this application is not just limited to women.
当然这个应用不单只是在姊妹里面 去应用。
Very likely there are many husbands with unbelieving wives as well.
我们知道很多的基督徒的丈夫他们都有未信的妻子。
As parents, we have children who are unbelievers.
我哋做父母嘅，亦都好多儿女可能系未信主嘅。
And vice versa，
或者调翻转，可能小朋友亦都有父母未信主嘅。
But I have seen this many times that wives have an uncanny record of reaching the heart of the husbands because of the way they're able to love and support their husbands unconditionally。
但系我哋睇到太太能够好无条件嘅去爱护同埋支持个丈夫嘅时候，我哋会睇到有超乎寻常咁多个例子，我哋太太系能够触摸到丈夫嘅心嘅。
But something I know also from experience,
我们知道是经验当中,
that even as a Christian husband, the support of our wives is so important because it spurs us on to lead in faith.
甚至乎对于一些已经信主的丈夫, 太太的支持也是很重要, 因为他会激励到我们去在灵命上面有更多的追求。
And so we must realize that our words and our actions are so vital to our husbands.
所以姊妹们，你们会知道你们的言行对我们丈夫来说是很重要的。
Again, I cannot count how many times my wife Gloria has encouraged me and pushed me to be a better Christian.
我又数不到那么多次 Gloria 先母鼓励我，并且驱使我成为一个更加好的基督徒。
Second, we see her witness to her children.
其次，我们看到她为到儿女们做的见证。
Verse 28 says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.
在二十八节讲到，她的儿女起来，称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她。
It goes without saying that our children are always watching us.
唔使讲，其实我哋而家嘅儿女一直其实都睇住我哋做父母嘅言行。
Again, last week was Mother's Day, and so perhaps you received cards and flowers and writings and notes from your children.
我哋過去嗰個禮拜係母親節，我相信大家可能都收到好多小朋友俾你嘅母親節卡或者其他嘅禮物。
But I've seen many of those handmade cards written to my wife.
咁我睇到好多呢幾年我嘅小朋友寫俾我太太嘅母親節卡。
And on there it always says I love you because you are a hard worker.
好多時候我會睇到係我愛你，因為你係一個好勤力嘅人。
And you're nice.
你好好人。
And you care for us.
你好關心我哋。
You're always there for us.
你永遠喺我嘅身邊。
You love us.
你愛我哋。
Our kids, they see and they realize all the different things that we do or that you do as mothers.
我哋嘅小朋友睇到我哋所做嘅一切嘅事情。
There's something actually so great about the shelter in place that we're experiencing.
喺呢段居家抗疫嘅時候，有一樣嘢係好嘅。
And that's we're able to worship together right now.
就係我哋可以一家人一齊去敬拜。
We're not split in different parts of the church or in different congregations.
我哋唔再分散喺教會唔同嘅角落，或者唔同嘅會眾裏邊。
And so this is a great time for our kids to be able to see how we love and how we worship God.
所以其實呢個好嘅機會，讓我哋小朋友睇到我哋點樣去愛主或者去敬拜神。
And I know it's difficult, but I encourage you take advantage of these times.
我知道呢樣嘢未必係容易，但我希望大家可以係把握呢個機會。
And finally, we see that she is also called to be a witness to her neighbors.
最後我們看到母親向鄰居作見證。
In verse 23, it says, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
在23節講到,
Now, verse 23, sorry.
And
so we see her influence in the land.
And
so we're called to be witness to unbelievers.
Because
they see how we mother.
They
see how our children
are.
We are called to shine the light of Christ to the community around us. As we close, just as a reminder for us, again, the purpose of this message or the scripture passage is not an expectation for us to be perfect. Again, it's not a checklist of things that we're supposed to be doing. Rather, it's a call, it's to continue in our calling as mothers. To be encouraged that our value is not in how great or how successful our spouse or our kids are. But it's to find value in your true worth in your Creator. You know, I've been so blessed by so many of you moms here at ACC. Have had the opportunity to work with your kids or to teach them or even sometimes to have conversations with you.
And
the realization is that we are all in this together. We are all growing individually, but we're also growing corporately as a church. And so I didn't get a chance to say this last week to you all in the Canto congregation. But to all of you mothers here, happy Mother's Day. To all of your families, perhaps, who have lost loved ones or mothers, and even recently for the Mann family. We celebrate your mothers and all that they've done and the ways that God has used them for His glory. May God bless you and all of your families. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you so much for your word. God, we thank you for all the mothers here at ACC. God, and all of our mothers abroad. God, for the ways that you are continuing to shape us and grow us. God, as parents, as we are trying to shape and grow our children.
Lord, may we lean
upon your grace and your provision every single day.
And so,
Lord, we entrust our children to you.
God, that
we would be your vessels and your mouthpieces to guide our children through this world. Lord, that we would demonstrate Christ to them every single day through our words and through our actions. Thank you, God, for being the perfect example of a parent to us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.